Fun events coming up here June 1st, 2nd, and 3rd out at the DBAB Durham Athletic Park. Play at the Plate is the name of this organization, and the head man, Scott Green, started this some 15 years ago. He stages adult baseball games at rich and historic baseball sites across the country, and coming to the Durham Bulls Athletic Park, it is the Lollygagger Classic.
You guys, you lollygag the ball around the infield. You lollygag your way down to first. You lollygag in and out of the dugout. Did you know what that makes you, Larry?
Lollygaggers.
Lollygaggers. What's our record, Larry?
8-16.
8-16. How'd we ever win 8?
It's a miracle.
It's a miracle. This is a simple game. You throw the ball. You hit the ball. You catch the ball. You got it?
Greeny, Lollygagger Classic. Yeah, that seemed pretty much sums up what one can expect, right? Coming up June 1st, 2nd, and 3rd.
Yes, that great intro. Thanks, Kyle. We're going to have a great time. Actually, we're playing at DAP, at Durham Athletic Park, and we're going to be going to a game to see the Bulls on Friday night, but... yeah, we're looking very forward to coming to Durham and having our first tournament there. We go to a lot of great places. Just last month, we were at Rickwood Field, our nation's oldest field. So to be able to come to your town and play in a park as prestigious as that, and that's just been renovated a bit, and we're really looking forward to it.
Yeah, so Durham Athletic Park, that's where this is going to be, June 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. Right now, if you're taking notes, and we'll give you an opportunity again, playattheplate.org. Just click on tournaments, and you can get all of this information. Scott Green here joining us this evening. Scott, you started this about, what, 15 years ago? This is the 15th year. You've held tournaments at iconic venues like Fenway Park, Wrigley Field. Play at the Plate is the only private company, I believe, that has been able to lay claim to that. Why is it that you do what you do, providing these incredible experiences for men, including dads and their sons, to play the game they love so much at world-class facilities?
Well, like them, I just love baseball, and it's baseball's always been a very major part of my life. And I was playing in other events similar to what we did, but I thought it could be done better. And generally, we added in this marketplace 15 years ago the clubhouse experience, and then, you know, having a locker, having the laundry, you know, a cold beer after the game, and bringing more of a camaraderie aspect to it. Some tournaments are competitive, where you're bringing a team to win, but most of the time, as in our tournament in Durham, it's just to go and experience being able to play at a nice place, and surrounding yourself with other people who really love the game, who can still play. Most of the people that play with us are still avid players in assorted men's leagues around the country. And it's just a great time. And if you don't like baseball, if it's not for you, then you don't want to be with us. But for the most part, it's guys and fathers and sons and daughters who just enjoy the game, and for 3 days, you're sort of baseball. We're going to go to a game at Durham Athletic Park, and you'll get the chance to play 6 games over 3 days. It's just a great time, and I love it. And I really can't see myself doing, although I am doing something else, which is another story. I just love being a part of it, and I've made great friends and met fabulous people over the past 15 years, and it's enriched my life greatly.
And we'll get to that other thing that you're doing. But first, playattheplate.org. If you want more information, if you want to get involved, find out what it's going to cost and what you're going to get with this event, fabulous event in store for June 1st, 2nd, and 3rd out in Durham. You brought up the skill level there, Scott. Let's shed a little bit more light on this. So, you know, what kind of range of skill sets? Because I don't want anybody to feel like, you know, maybe they're not good enough or maybe they're unsure of the quality of competition. I mean, you get each end of the spectrum here, correct?
Yeah, we do. I mean, again, if the tournament's competitive like the one we held at Rickwood Field, I mean, the pitching may be a little bit more upscale. You might be facing 70, 80 miles an hour. Actually, we had Oil Can Boyd pitching that event just 2 weeks ago. Huh. So, yes, it varies, but is nothing going to be totally overwhelming? you know, I wouldn't say that I would just sign up and come to an event if you haven't thrown the ball around for a while. I mean, just, you know, you're going to have to do something. But if you're playing in any kind of men's league or you're playing softball, you know, avidly, yes, we're for you. If you're not and you want to come to an event like Field of Dreams, just hit the batting cage, put some quarters in the medium, and start having a catch with your son, and you're going to do just fine.
So 6 games over 3 days. How's the format, you know, work? How do you guys pick teams? I mean, typically, is it different from week to week? And I know you've been to so many different venues, been doing this a long time. I mean, you have it down by now. But what can somebody expect once they do sign up? Go to the website, playattheplate.org. Let's say they show up in Durham. I know there's hotel discounts, too, that are available for people that are in the area, maybe if they are traveling. But they come to the ballpark day one on June 1st. Then what?
Well, they're going to have batting practice. We'll have all the screens and the nets set up, and we'll have a pitching machine going. So it'll be an opening batting practice for everyone. They'll have their name plate will be on a locker inside where the scene where you just played the intro for. They'll be in that locker room. They'll play 2 games a day, 7-inning games, and at the end of it, they'll be able to shower, clean up. We'll have a cold beer, and then we'll go out for the evening. Friday night, we're going to the baseball game at Durham Bulls Athletic Park. The next day, I think there's a function at DAP for the morning, so we're going to play late in the afternoon. And actually, a very rare treat for our clients is a night game, which doesn't happen very often. So we're going to turn the lights on that night and play a couple of night games. And then Sunday, we'll come back in and play another set of games. And usually by 2:30, 3 o'clock on Sundays, it's getaway day, and guys are making either late afternoon or early evening flights back home. I mean, the one thing that to remember is we get, in this case, we will have a local group of guys, but most of our clients, you know, are spending the money to get on a plane and the hotel, and we know what it takes for them to make the commitment to come and play with us, so we really do our very best to ensure they have a great time when they're there.
And so cool. I mean, the nostalgia of this, like so many other venues, you know, with this venue in particular, because of the Bull Durham movie and yeah, the intro, the shower scene, you know, people who are going to spend the money to take part in this 3-day event, there's something to be said about, you know, taking a shower in the same, you know, spot that you saw this famous movie, you know, happen. I mean, it adds to the aura, the spectacle of playing baseball and, you know, being a pro. And this is, Scott, this is a real baseball experience. It's close to the real thing. You got wooden bats. You're going to have umpires, the clubhouse experience, which you alluded to. I mean, this is the whole nine yards.
Well, if you think being in, I've had the great pleasure, Kyle, of being in a lot of clubhouses. But I'll tell you a quickie story that when I stood in the batter's box at Fenway Park, and I knew that Ted Williams and Babe Ruth and Lou Gehrig and on and on and on and on, I'm getting them now. I got chills. And we're very lucky. Our reputation in baseball is sterling. And I could call the Red Sox tomorrow and probably get a date if I had the clients who wanted to pay the money for that upscale event. But we're very, very blessed to have been able to put on events. We've put on over, I think, 120 events over the past 15 years. And I still get a thrill. It's still thrilling to be able to do it. And yeah, it's a little bit of work. I'm putting the teams together today, and you know, look at who's the, you know, first thing you do is take out the pitchers and put them in a column, and you divide them up, and you divide the catchers up, and after that, everybody can pretty much play everywhere else, and you go by age, and you just try and construct something that's going to be as equally balanced as possible, and just make it as fun for the guys. I'm blessed. I have a devoted clientele. You know, there are gentlemen that just come to every single thing I put out there, basically, and I guess there's a reason. We know what we're doing, and we're going to have a lot of fun, and there's a lot of laughs. There's always a team dinner, and it's if you want to celebrate baseball and do some playing on a premium field or a place like Durham or Fenway or Wrigley or Chase or Roger Dean Stadium, yeah, we're the group that you want to play with.
Wow, you know, if you're getting goosebumps just thinking about it, you know, digging into the same batter's box as a, you know, Ted Williams at Fenway, I can't imagine, you know, how big some of these guys' eyes get, you know, some of your clients who come in and come to these events. I mean, this is extraordinary, you know, it's a once-in-a-lifetime experience,
I'm sure,
a lot of people, too.
I had a guy cry at shortstop at Wrigley Field. I mean, actually, just I can't believe where Ernie Banks was playing. said Eddie, "Come on, man, we got to play." And yes, it is. If you want to have a you know, get some goosebumps and have a thrill, it really is. I mean, baseball. Listen, baseball is. It will always be our national pastime. It will always be our sport. It's so entwined with our national fabric, and if I'm lucky that I've been able to go to these places, and it took a lot of, you know, it didn't all happen easily. It took a lot of phone calls, and it's a lot of work to get into a Fenway Park or a Wrigley Field or Cleveland or PNC. It takes a lot, and I'm happy to make the effort because the people that come to it enjoy it so much, and it's I'm very lucky, Kyle. I make a lot of people happy, and that's part of why I do what I do.
Scott, I just cried in the Wrigley Field bleachers last year catching a game for the first time in 5 years. Just in the bleachers drinking,
you know,
beer, I was crying.
I can't believe you said that because I had an experience. I'm a lifelong Cardinals fan. It's a family thing. My dad was. And when I went to Wrigley Field the first time before I started play at the plate the year before in 2003, I sat on an afternoon. It was a day-night doubleheader, and I sat behind home plate for a Cardinal-Cubs game, and I couldn't stop crying.
Yeah,
it was just the most beautiful thing I had ever seen in my life, and then years later to be able to get to play on that field. I mean, probably the best experience I ever had in sports was having a catch. You know, I have a catch with my son all the time on the road, and at Fenway Park we're having a catch. He's in center field and I'm in left field, and I look behind me and it's the Green Monster, and simultaneously we just both waved our arms like, look where we are right now. And it's chilling. It's a lot of fun, and to be able to play at places like that is just enriching. And it's a nice little niche business. And I think we're going to all the places that Kevin Costner goes to, because our other big event that we love to go to is Field of Dreams in Dyersville, Iowa. Was a huge success for us last year, and we've got two weekends there in August this year. And that's a whole other story, but that's another great baseball experience. If you've got a child and you want to come out to the middle of America and see America, a different face of it, it was so enriching. And I'll be honest with you, that tournament kept me in the business, and I can't wait to get out there in August. But we're looking forward to invading your town in 10 days.
Yeah, outstanding what you do. Durham Athletic Park, playattheplate.org. If you want information, run through the rates, check it out, see what works for you. Father and son pairs are awesome. If it's just you, cool. Available for females, too. It's June 1st, 2nd, and 3rd, called the Lollygagger Classic. Scott Green here. Hey, don't work too hard with the other job now. Head groundskeeper, Jackie Robinson Field.
Well, actually, it's been a lot of work the last week. It's rained for 9 straight days. Just a quick story, because I don't know how much time I have, but we came here for an event in February. We had seen the field the year before, and certainly it is a historical field. It is the site of the first integrated baseball game in American history, and we wanted to have an event here. And when we got here, they had some trouble after the hurricane. One of the hurricanes last year came through the place, and the place was a little bit not in great shape. And it turned out that the company that takes care of it had lost their groundskeeper, and I was looking to do something else. As a matter of fact, I almost got involved in a youth baseball program in North Carolina, and I decided, I asked the gentleman, I said, are you looking for somebody else? And I had 30 years in landscape maintenance. So to make a long story longer, I took the job and moved down here. And it's a lot of work, I will tell you that. If it's not just cutting the lawn and putting a pattern in it and driving the thing around the infield, but it's, you know, there's daily duties that have to be done, and you can't put things off to tomorrow. When it starts raining, things get backed up quickly, and but I'm loving it. You know, I'm blessed. I get up and I go to work at a baseball field every day, and that's really not too damn bad, I have to tell you.
Well, Greeny, it's awesome, man. June 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. Keep up the great work. You're making dreams come true for so many people. Playattheplate.org out at the Durham Athletic Park. This is going to be a phenomenal event. Lollygagger Classic. Scott, appreciate it so much. All right, we'll connect again. Looking forward to hopefully meeting up soon. All right, buddy?
Oh, please. Please come out to the field that weekend if you can. I'd love to see you. And again, we're really looking forward to it, and I appreciate you taking the interest in us.
Yeah, for sure, Scott. Take care, buddy. Scott Green,
thanks,
right
Kyle.
There. event organizer for the Lollygagger Classic. Been doing this for 15 years, just going to the most, you know, historic, iconic baseball venues all around the country and allowing you, you know, just somebody who might, you know, don't take offense to this. I mean, I embrace it. I'm an average Joe, you know, just average Joes like you and I. Desmond, you want to go play baseball? Let's, you know, let's pony up. Let's spend the coin that is necessary to fulfill a dream. We don't want to let pass us by if they're in our area, and we can suit up and rekindle the glory days of our own playing careers.
You know, baseball was the one thing that I could not do very well. I'd probably injure myself, but I'll come and root for you. And it's sad. Football, basketball, I played it throughout my entire childhood, but baseball was the one thing I could just never, I don't know, I just never could figure it out.
Well, the great thing is, too, you know, depending on the venue, it's going to, you know, affect the cost of this event. And for this particular event, you know, I didn't want to go over the prices, you know, just with Scott. I mean, we have him for, you know, to get his wealth of knowledge about how he got started and what this can do for you. I mean, anybody can go to the website and I'll run through it right now. It's roughly, I think, $450. For the weekend, but okay. you got to think what you're getting. And that's, you know, at the Durham Athletic Park. Now, if you're going to Fenway Park, if you're going to Wrigley Field, participating in one of those events, yeah, you're going to have to, you know, pony up. A little bit more. But here, you know, to play at the Durham Athletic Park, you know, where this movie was filmed, yeah, there's been some renovations, but you're going to be, you know, it sounds, you know, provocative and kind of corny, but, you know, you better, if you think about it, the amount of people that love and adore, and there's so many out there. Heck, I think the minor league team in Asheville actually put on their program here for tonight's game or last night's game a picture of Kevin Costner when he was playing for their team in the Durham Bulls in the Bull Durham movie.
Yeah.
Okay. Before he had gotten up with the Bulls or before he was playing with them, you know, put that Sporting News cover of Kevin Costner on their game program to sell, and they're going to sell out that entire ballpark because people want to come in and get that program with Kevin Costner on it because of Bull Durham.
That's actually pretty smart. It's
the nostalgia that is attached to this, I mean, it is so cool. You know, and I'm as big of a sports movie nut as the next guy, and, you know, Bull Durham in particular, is it slightly outside of my swing spot just because of my age? Yeah, slightly, at 29 years old, but I've seen the movie 3-4 times fully through, haven't seen it recently in the last few years. Now, come to think of it, I don't even know if I've seen it while I've moved back. Baton Rouge was the last time I saw it. So to be able to really kind of connect the dots while living to here on North Carolina soil. But this movie, it's like the Bible. You know, it is for many people.
It's been a while since I've seen that movie myself. Curious if it aged well.
Oh, it always ages well. I mean, it's one of the best baseball movies of all time.
Check that out.
It's phenomenal. All right, 777-1600. We do have something to give away. This is two tickets. No, not Lollygagger Classic, you know, entry fees. Go online, playattheplate.org. Come on, this is not a lot of money. There's father-son specials. You can spend, you know, the $450 for yourself, and you're getting six games. You're getting 2 7-inning games per day. You're suiting up, wooden bats, umpires, entire game day experience. And if you're somebody that plays softball, play, you know, kind of some recreational baseball, you play catch with your son, whatever it may be, you know, get in this. You won't regret that opportunity.